This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
K&C Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, and making his return. He heard that Ross did a pretty good job, and he's like, nah, I'm not having that. It is Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. Where the hell were you, and how the heck are we doing?
Oh, man, that's a lot to answer at once. I had a hell of a weekend.
Yes.
I just needed a day.
That's what I said,
because there was so much going on, from the draft to going to Friday Night SmackDown, then the Grand National Tour at AT&T Stadium. Got home at like 6 a.m. on Saturday. Probably not the wisest decisions made, but I'm here. And like you said, I heard Ross did pretty good. And I was like, well, I kind of like my job, so let's come back.
Did you see, it's kind of related to your experience, did you see what the Patriots tweeted out for their Mr. Irrelevant pick?
Yes. And it was amazing. They should have kept that tweet.
You understand why they had to take it down, right?
I do, but you know, after seeing the burial in person Saturday night, that made me sad that tweet doesn't exist anymore. That was perfect.
Burial? The Undertaker's back?
No, for Kendrick Lamar. I still had WrestleMania on the brain. I accidentally at first said Travis Scott. And I was like, no, I don't want to get a diss track against me or anything like that. All right.
That's Bobby.
877-881-1053. You know what? I want to try something today. I know it's not a shout out Friday, but if you're in a good mood and you just want to tell us why you're in a good mood, I want to hear about it.
This is fascinating to see this version of Kevin this morning.
I was fired up in the car. And then I was just drumming.
Because Kale McCarr can't do anything?
That's right. That's right. Man, a lot of penalties in that game. All right. So let's get to it. I know the other day was more despondent. Mm-hmm. Oh, I could play any number of Stars highlights.
Yeah, you did. You were really trying to dig in highlight on us there.
All right. Well, guess what? Today, I could play cut 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10. I can play a whole number of cuts.
I dare you to play all
of them.
All
right. Well, right now, let's just get to the start of the game. Never in my wildest dreams, when we talked about, you said, jump on them.
Yes. We're going to jump on them early.
And I said, yeah, score the first goal. That'd be neat. At no point did I think 9 seconds in. And if you go back and watch this, there is a delay, like a half second delay from the crowd. They're like, wait, what?
Did that just happen?
Everyone's
trying to get settled in.
Yes.
They're just trying to settle into all right, here we go. The night's about to start.
So give me cut number 3, if you can, and Wyatt.
There is nothing better than playoff hockey. And we are underway again. Score!
All right. just re-rack it.
That was because awesome. That was awesome.
It's in the middle of, hey, the series is tied. It's game 5. It's going to be awesome. Nothing better. And even he had a delayed reaction to, wait, what the crap? Did they just score? Play that again.
There is nothing better than playoff hockey. And we are underway again. Score! Just to begin, 9 seconds in. We were wondering if the big weapons were going to put the puck in the net tonight for Dallas. Wyatt Johnston just did.
Same thing happened to me, Kevin, where I was sitting down. I was sitting down and getting my laptop out and getting ready to start doing everything I needed to do for the night. And immediately that happened, and I had to look up like, well, what just happened?
Yeah.
But it was an awesome goal. Those first two goals, extremely weird, because the tiny little window that Wyatt Johnston had, and the 9 seconds that it took. And then Thomas Harley's goal, which is like easily the most embarrassing goal for a goaltender. It goes over your head. You're like, I have no clue where it is. And then your teammate's trying to whack at you. And you're like, what are you doing? And then all of a sudden you realize the puck's behind you.
Look,
two great goals to start the game.
I know that is what happens on social media. But some Avalanche fan, I was like, I don't even know you. You're not even tagged in this. Came at me and was like, oh, yeah, you got 2 fluke goals on your busted ice. And I was like,
hell yeah, yeah. We busted our ice on purpose for a long time.
Guess what? We had busted ice in 1999 when we won the cup. What the hell do I care?
Feels good to have that cup.
And so, by the way, a lot of people saying why they're in a good mood. A lot of it has to do with the Stars. I want to focus in on, and we're going to talk about how all the big time players really stepped up.
Yeah, they did, man.
But something that we've talked about again and again and again, is first 2 minutes, last 2 minutes of a period. And look at the absolute domination you saw from the Stars last night. Obviously, the Wyatt goal, the Harley goal that you just, you know what?
Play all of them.
I could tell you about it, or we could just go ahead and play cut number four right now.
Up high, Harley, shot off the blocker, falls in behind Blackwood. Get dude perfect on the line. The trick shot bookends this opening period.
I'm just glad that after at times felt like Blackwood was standing on his head, we just ran him out of the game for our old backup
goalie.
Absolutely,
absolutely.
So,
and our goalie was freaking awesome last
yes.
night too.
So the first goal you score in the first minute. Second goal you score in the last minute of the period. And then look ahead to period number two. Again, you score. You know what? Do you want me to just tell you about it, or do you want me to give
oh, man,
me?
Tell me about it.
Cut
the audio.
Number seven. A minute 12 into the second period. So again, we're talking about the beginning of the period, the end of the period. So how do you come out? How do you set the tone? How are you going to go back into the locker room? Well, clearly the Stars are like, I'm going to take everything awesome that happened at the end of the first period, and Rantanen, boom, gets it done.
Driving the net, Rantanen, he's got it!
What a beautiful goal that was.
It really was.
Like, that was, hey, dish it over to you, dish it back to you, put it in the net. That was, if anybody wants to talk about the fluky goals, what about that one? Because that one was right, like, you saw it coming. It was right down the lane, and Rantanen, the place lit up for him.
Yeah.
Like, they literally lit up for him in that moment. Everybody on that bench was excited for Rantanen to get that goal. Roope was excited to be involved in it. It was the only thing, Kevin, that I think would have been even better last night. To add to it,
if I could have taken out 3 minutes in the second period,
Jamie Benn almost no. Actually, those 3 minutes are very important to discuss too. But if Jamie Benn would have tagged like the fourth goal in, I think that would have there was a shot that he took.
Yeah, did he get jobbed on that goal?
There was a shot that he took, and the whole place was just anticipating it going in, and they were ready to light up for him.
That I think that was in the first minute of one of their power plays. That holy moly. Like, the second minute was fine, but the first minute of that power play, I know they didn't score, and, like, that's how success or failure is judged on special teams, but my goodness, they were firing it off. Like, how many power plays have you seen, not just for the Stars, but any, like, hockey team that you ever follow, that you're like, the hell was that?
Yeah.
What do we get, like, one, maybe one and a half shot, you know, chances, but the Stars in the first minute of that power play, fire, 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 and it was unbelievable.
Yeah, that Kevin, the 3 minutes that you're discussing that you would like to take out, that was 3 minutes where the Avalanche had the Stars scrambling. Like, you could see,
for sure.
You could visually see them trying to get back in order, trying to figure out what they were trying to, you know, where they were supposed to be. You could absolutely see it because Colorado looked confident for the first time in the game. And then very quickly, the Stars said, well, let's dispel that by continuing to be aggressive. I think that was one of the things that Colorado expected, because the Stars, being up 3-0, were like, we're going to keep pouring it on.
Yeah.
You gave us 4 goals the other night. It's time for us to put 4 on you. And so they kept being aggressive, and then Colorado came back and did that, and they said, all right, now I bet Dallas goes into their shell. And Dallas was like, no, that's not what we're going to do. We're going to keep attacking you because we know what it's like to play against Colorado. And if you don't keep attacking, they will come back on you.
Also, screw Nathan MacKinnon.
Man. Yesterday you told Makar to kiss your hiney.
Yeah.
And today...
he is so freaking good, and annoys the crap out of me. I found myself, after they scored the first goal, actually it's after they scored the second goal, I got terrified every time he got the puck, because he's like, oh, I'll only assist on that other goal, but I'll go ahead and set it up here. Their power play is freaking ridiculous. But something that I noticed, and man, I hope people took advantage of this in real time. So it depends. If you're watching like the national broadcast, if you're watching the national broadcast on ESPN, they'll run ESPN bet stuff up there. And I assume they run everything from ESPN bet in real time, but it made no sense to me that when it was 3-1, so this is before that MacKinnon goal, although clearly that didn't take too long. It's before the MacKinnon goal. They had odds to win the series at Colorado minus 175 and Dallas at plus 140. Look, I get it, and I understand that Colorado was a slight favorite going into this, but it's 2-2 in game five, and the Stars are up 3-1. At worst, that should be even. At absolute worst, and I didn't understand it at all. So if that was a live line, I hope people got their money in on the Stars, because I was like, okay, from just a mathematical standpoint, that is incorrect. And so, like, sorry to go down that. That just kind of bothered me. And I felt like the Stars could see that up in the right corner of the screen.
they were bothered too.
Even though they couldn't. I've always wondered, like, if you see something happen in sports that coincides with some, like, ad or something on the TV, and you're like, they knew it.
I'm looking, so I wanted to look and see, because at the all-time points leader, Wayne Gretzky at 2857. And I was like, where's MacKinnon at? MacKinnon's at 1,015. And I was like, okay. So I went and looked at Gretzky, and from age 20 to age 30, he did not score less than 100 points.
And one year, every year. 215.
So that's like, that's, oh man, dude, I was looking at his assists. Yeah, so from age 19 to age 31, he did not score less than 100 points. And you, as you said, 208, 215, 205 in one season. MacKinnon,
that's insane.
And Kevin, MacKinnon in points total, he didn't get to 100 until age 27. And so, like, he's been around, he was 97, 99, 93. And then now he's at 111, 140, 116. I'm like, okay, how long? Because Gretzky played until he was 38.
Yep.
MacKinnon, could he eventually get? No, he can't. There's just no way to do it.
Because, like, you go back, and I know it's the same thing we argue with football. Hockey has changed. Like, I understand that. But you're never going to see numbers like Gretzky put up, man. Three 200-point seasons. If one person got a 200-point season now, the hockey world would melt. Freaking down.
Now I got a question for you, though.
Are we going to win the series?
Did you see the last goal?
Yes.
You did. Alec, did you see the last goal?
I did.
Gentlemen, I did not. At 3 minutes left in the game, I said, this one's in the bag, and I went to bed.
It was.
That was absolutely, I felt like at that point, up 5-2, and you could kind of see Colorado was starting to go, okay, we're done.
Did you also go to bed because they almost hit like two other empty netters before that? Because obviously Colorado's like, F it. We're going to lose. Just pull the goaltender with like 4 minutes left. And they came really close twice to scoring empty netters.
I felt pretty comfortable and confident at that point. I was like, I can celebrate even better tomorrow by being awake and vibrant for it. I need the 15 minutes of sleep.
Look, I don't think your breakdown of the game is particularly hindered. If you missed, it was Roope who scored that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he got the final. That's nice for him because, Kevin, we asked the question yesterday, where were the Stars? And almost every single one of the Stars showed up on the ice.
And I saw somebody make this comment, and I was like, that's probably true. I don't know if that's what I want to ascribe to my team, but they said nobody can turn it on and off like the Stars. And I was like, I don't know if that, because I will admit, the 2 minute span between the MacKinnon goal and
the Lehkonen goal
and the second Wyatt goal.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
No, gotcha. I understand that too. I was worried.
Yeah.
I was like off the page worried because I'm like, you're ahead 3-0. This game was over, but it seemed like it was well in hand. And now all of a sudden they've scored twice in 2+ minutes. But the fact that the Stars fired back twice in less than 2 minutes, like in terms of when those goals were scored, I like, my mood with 5 minutes to go in that period and the period being up was so unbelievably different.
And that is that right there, Kevin, is the difference. We saw it last year in this series between these two teams. It's the difference between playing not to lose and playing to win. And the Stars last night, instead of playing defense and saying we're going to hold on to this, they said, no, we're just going to keep attacking, because that's the way to beat the Avalanche. You just keep going at them until the game's over. And yes, from the 972, can we give some love to the guy who was dressed up as the Avalanche coach last night? We asked, how does this guy know?
We put a lot of research into this.
We're hearing that he has suits in his car, and he has a whole car full of suits, and somebody inside sends him a picture, and he just goes through his car and finds the outfit, and he dresses up and sits right behind Bednar, and I love it.
It's unbelievable. And the fact that, like, I think I would lose a little bit if he looked back at the guy and they smiled at each other. Like, I like him just looking pissed off that his team is losing. And that guy right behind him, like, all stoic and stuff, just, right.
Maybe give him a finger or something like that, you know.
All right. I think we feel like we should mark that. We asked why you're in a good mood from the 817. Corey, I'm going to need your help on this. I'm in a good mood because I hit 1v1 level 1,000 last night on Call of Duty.
Oh, dang. That's very impressive. That is, congratulations to you. That's a lot of work put in.
From the 903, just
I
trying.
I got four dubs in a row yesterday. Ooh, I did.
Dub means a win.
Mm-hmm.
Four.
Yeah, shout out Hickson.
From the 903, does trying to be in a good mood count? Absolutely. From the 817, Rangers had me sad, but the Stars brought me back. And I would love to lie to you and say off air I predicted the Stars win, but Gavin Spittle's like, hey, do you think the Stars win tonight? I go, nope. Like, without even thinking about it, because everything that had led into that.
They had their legs, dude.
Yeah.
They looked like they had their legs back.
Unfreaking believable. And you know what? I didn't think I was going to do this, but if you can go ahead and line up cut number 8 from the 214, play all the cuts. I dare you. Just go ahead and give me another one.
Rantanen in one more time. Quickly moved. Shot, score! Johnston the